many mountainous regions and all four seasons. And that means in winter and early spring, you can go skiing down its snowy slopes.
Goggles.
Check.
Gloves.
Check.
Jacket.
Check.
Map.
Check.
Snow.
Snow?
Yep, snow.
We're going to Torchal?
Yeah, this week we're going to go to Torchal because it's just in Tehran and okay. We can go with a cab. It's much easier than like driving for an hour.
It's actually like in Tehran,
yeah,
Tehran.
Yeah, it's actually in Tehran. Okay. It's just like 10 minutes from where you live, so it's pretty cool.
Okay. That's awesome. That's like, okay, I call for a cab and I say I want to go to Torchal and I'll be there like in like, what, 20 minutes? 10 minutes? Wow, that's like a skier's place to be. Isn't this the one that I heard that is like open throughout almost like 8 months of the year with real snow?
Yeah, that's the thing. This one is like one of the, it opens the earliest and it closes like way in June.
Longest Google Lift ride.
I think we go up like about 2K, like in altitude, like 2,000 meters in altitude. It's one of the longest, maybe one of the most boring.
No, it's not boring. Actually, it's beautiful, but
it's quite scenic. Yeah, and I think it's like one of the oldest stele cabins. It was like here, like from like 30, 40 years ago. It's been here ever since.
And there's a hotel up there.
And still all the way up there, there's a hotel, restaurant, and everything.
Okay,
you can stay there. Like,
so that's actually the highest altitude hotel, like among the highest altitude hotels in the world.
Yeah, Torchal
Hotel.
Highest altitude hotel, probably one of the highest altitude ski resorts.
So we got off at station 5 to get
another gondola to go to station 7.
But we only have 4 stations on the map.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder why. Why do you think it's station 7?
Oh! Seven skies in heaven! Yeah!
These tourists were visiting from Germany to take part in the wedding of one of their closest friends. When they learned that there is a ski resort only minutes away from their hotel, they decided to experience the slopes of Torchal.
Oh, it's you, skier.
It's me. Who else did you think it is?
By the end of this trip, I'm going to convert him to snowboardism.
Whether running into old friends or random tourists from different parts of Europe, I was touched by the warm community of skiers and snowboarders during my visit to various peaks near the capital, Tehran.
Now we're going to, like, this is the hardest part in Torchal. This is the peak of Torchal, like 3,700 meters, I think.
We're 3,700 meters in the altitude. The whole ski resort is like that. Okay, we're gonna test how cold the weather is exactly.
And how are you gonna do that?
You're gonna do it.
Oh.
Yeah. You're gonna do what Dumb and Dumber did. Yup.
Then you were supposed to do it.
Nope.
That's what you said. You just said you're gonna do it.
Me? No, go.
Too far.
Go.
No.
Go. If it's
cold enough.
No.
It doesn't stick.
It doesn't, it's supposed to stick.
It doesn't stick. Off my boots, it's just like my feet are like dead almost.
Well, if you were a snowboarder, you wouldn't have had that problem. Gotcha!
He's coming.
The cab?
Yep.
You called him? Awesome.
So how was it?
Yeah, it was Mount Tocho, you mean.
The skiing, yeah.
Snowboarding.
Skiing.
Snowboarding in Mount Tocho was actually pretty cool. I liked the powder. It was fresh snow, and the slopes weren't challenging enough, though.
So it wasn't challenging enough for you as a snowboarder?
Don't get me wrong. It was like bunny slopes.
Okay. She doesn't know what I've got for her next.
What, Kuhasan restaurant?
Isn't like Kuhasan restaurant's good place for breakfast?
Uh-huh.
But the weather today is not the best.
I know. So what is it like? Like, people check the forecast, but they still come skiing anyway?
Yeah, it's not the best of weather today, unfortunately. So I don't think we can ski.
Pedrons, Plan B.
Really, it was
so fun!
And we raced a day off with our duel at Ob Ali Resort. We eventually went to Shimshag for a second time and got lucky. This is Shimshag. It's one of the steepest and most challenging of slopes in Iran. Talking about competition, there seems to be one here. Let's check it out.
Okay, so Shimshag is definitely no cruiser run. It's a great piece for busting various air tricks, and I loved the mid-slope restaurant hotel. Some even rent out chalets or villas for the whole season.
Okay, Sam, this is the
It has cinnamon in it.
Cinnamon in it too. It has like lots of stuff in it too. This is called calipoche.
It has lots of stuff in it.
Yeah, it's made from the head and hoof of sheep. Head.
The what and the what?
Head and hoof.
Of the what?
Sheep. It's quite a rich broth. It's like high in protein. It's very, very greasy. You can see that.
Yep. It's very rich.
Thing is, it used to be like the shepherd's dish. They would eat this and work for the whole day.
It was amazing to see how this winter lifestyle sport has its own subculture in Iran. Friends and families enjoy the scenic route to their piece of choice and meet up at popular hangout spots on the way for some hearty traditional breakfast.
What are you doing?
Okay, calipoche by nature, it's cold. So Iranians have like dates or sugar canes on winter tea, so it'll balance it out.
Oh, just like when you have sushi, they put ginger on the side because sushi is cold by nature and then ginger is the hot and it balances out?
Same thing, yeah.
Awesome.
This is like ginger.
Let the games begin.
Oh, you're the artificial snow.
I'm not the artificial snow girl, but you know, back in California, they use those in order to make snow. But I don't see why they're trying to make snow here, because this is like fresh powder and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's fresh powder here today, but usually because it's windy here, they put these machines in a windy day, so you always have snow if you're skiing, so you don't hit the rocks or have any problems skiing down. Yeah, but now it's turned off because it's fresh snow coming down.
They shouldn't really be doing that, because us snowboarders can snow on powder. So what, now you have these skiers to back you up?
Skiing gang.
Okay, what do you have to say?
They are both good. They should separate the pieces because snowboarders are a danger to skiers.
Okay, so the feud between the two main snow athletes exists in Iran as well. Skiers claim that boarders don't follow the laws of the peace, scraping off all the best snow, and that they are a danger to others and blah blah blah. But even with carved skis, I still can't see how skiers can get freestyle opportunities. But with snowboarding, it's almost endless. When I hit the slopes, I choose to freestyle to take some time away from life's routine. But to each his own. Sadly, Pedram still remains an alpine skier. At least for now, that is. Safarov Nowruzi
and Pedram Khodadi for Iran.